This is Tia Ballard.
This is Todd Habercorn.
This is David Vincent.
Hey, this is Sam Witwer.
This is Phil Lamar.
And you are listening to the Points of Interest.
Points of Interest.
Points of Interest.
And you're listening to a Points of Interest podcast network.
Keep listening.
It screws up for the final time.
It's not screwing up. This is intentional.
The speed of it?
Oh. Yeah.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into...
Oh, man. I figured that
125 episodes.
125 is pretty good. That's a good number.
That's the first first podcast in all the years I've been podcasting that's gone over 100 episodes.
Oh, jeez.
We can now officially syndicate this.
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Anything over 100 episodes, you're going to syndicate.
That's true. Yeah, we should. There you go. Well, anyway, welcome everyone to what is essentially the final episode of Back When We Were Interesting, the podcast where we share the stories that make you and us interesting. We are your hosts. I am Francis, a.k.a. the other guy. Right over there is Mr. Josh Hawks. Hello, Josh.
Hey, I'm over here.
He is, and he has this to say. All right.
That's so loud in my ear hole.
Wow. Yeah, mine too.
And right over there is Miss Shelley Rozzle. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, Francis. Hello, Josh.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. You know, it's never easy to say goodbye to a show that you enjoyed doing, producing, participating in pretty much weekly for the most part.
I mean, I would say it's been just about damn weekly.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
If you're listening to the podcast world, you know, maybe you're listening to it all at once.
Yeah. Like there's a couple
it might take you a couple weeks.
There's a couple of podcasts that I listen to where they post, they used to be weekly, and then now they just post once every month or so, like whenever they get around to it. So, yeah, okay, well, I guess at least I get to listen to you sometimes. But we're not that show. We're not going to be that people. We're not. We're just going to be the people who actually do a finale show, like an actual ending episode. Like, not a lot of podcasts do this. Those places.
No, they just kind of end.
So there was a... Oh, I don't remember what podcast it was. It was some.
I've been on a few that just it kind of ended.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, their website is still up. Their links are still there. And then you look, it's like, well, wait a minute. This is from 2013, and they're like, hey, we're back after a long hiatus, and they never came back after that episode.
Right, right.
It's like, well, all right.
I have said that many a time.
Yeah, so, you know.
I mean, staying off topic, that was a show I used to do that was just an different iteration of another show I used to do called The Easily Entertained, which was just a different iteration of me and my friend sitting in a video game store talking to each other.
You like your long words. Man,
yeah.
You got phrases. You got phrases.
Well, I mean, I have nothing.
I would want to do a show just called Talking. Guess what?
We can do that.
Talking. Yeah, right.
I mean, if they got magazines called Walking.
Well, look at you know, those
with amazing articles like one foot in front of the other.
What kind of shoes to wear to properly walk?
Start
down
on the
street.
Right foot.
Wow,
that was gold, man.
Oh man,
it was.
But yeah, so we have we have this finale episode where we already kind of did a retrospective on episode 100, so we're not going to do that. We did that already like 25 episodes ago. We already did a retrospective of what we've done over the last 100, last couple of years. Actually, we've been doing this for about 3 years, which is kind of surprises me. It doesn't feel like it's been 3 years since we've been doing this.
It doesn't at all. And that's that speaks to kind of the fun that we have had, though.
Yeah, no, I agree. And our advancing ages.
and all my cannabis use.
Come on, I remember everything, so I don't know.
Well, you know why? Because you actually give yourself a good night's sleep. You're healthy, you know?
Well, oh, please. Yeah, no.
All of these things. I, on the other hand, have the memory of a gnat. I barely sleep ever during the day or during the night. It's a mess. But we're here today.
And if you have a memory of a gnat, then I'm screwed then.
Yeah, look,
as the cannabis user of the group.
I just have a really hard time remembering just stuff in general, which is why I love like the voice assistants. I rely on Siri so much on like, hey, remind me to do this. And like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do this. All right, good. If I didn't have it, oh man, I would be just screwed. It would be terrible.
So you're saying that Apple made Siri just for you?
I would hope so.
Remember back when?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
back when there was no Siri.
Well, there was no Siri. You're right. There was no Siri, but there was the PDA.
I did own a PDA. Right. That's true. I owned a PDA.
And what kind of PDA did you have?
A Palm. It was a Palm Pilot of some sort. I don't remember which one it was. Like the Trio, I think it was, or... I don't remember.
That was like on the edge of its downfall.
Yeah, it was like the year or two before smartphones, before the first Apple product came out, I think.
I think I remember the Trio.
It was the Trio or something.
It was a phone as well, was it not?
It was remarkably BlackBerry looking.
Maybe it wasn't the Trio. I just know it didn't have phone capabilities. It was just a Palm Pilot.
The thing I remember being called a Trio was a phone, but I could be wrong.
No, you're right. I think it is a phone. I think it was a phone.
But either way, no, I never had a Palm Pilot. The coolest technology I had back when was a two-way.
Oh, right.
I had one of those Compaq/HP handheld devices.
Yeah.
But the ones that go on your wrist and shit?
No, it was a Windows CE. It was like a, basically like a little tiny, tiny tablet.
And
you open it up and it had a full keyboard. Mm-hmm. And it was about the size of, I'd say half of an iPad. It was about the size of a big smartphone.
Yeah.
Like one of the bigger ones, like maybe like an iPhone Plus, right?
I do not recall this.
And it had the very, very lightweight Windows CE, but it had a familiar Windows and feel.
What did CE stand for? I don't remember.
Compact Edition.
Oh, edition. Yeah. I had a tungsten, those tungsten Palm Pilots. The Palm One tungsten. Yeah. The latest and the last of its kind. And it was fine. And then before that I had paper and a pencil. I was high tech back then too. I had a paper and a pencil.
I had a mechanical pencil.
I still use a paper calendar.
And my TI-85. Oh yeah, paper calendar, sure. I had a calendar. Yeah. Yeah.
This is, I think, the last 2 years my mom has not gotten me a calendar, and that's been a what do you call that? A tradition?
Yeah.
Since I can think back. I mean, I do use cannabis a lot, but as far as I can think back, I've always gotten a calendar. Not a paper, like a wall calendar.
Yeah.
I think the last 2 years I have not received one, and that's just weird to not. I'd never thought about it until just now, but that's weird to not have a calendar in here.
Yeah. Hey, look, ever since I got a smartphone, I used to buy myself calendars every year. I got excited because I got to get the cool, like, whatever calendar that I was nerding out about. And then it stopped right around the time that Windows was making, like, there were the little Windows phones. Or no, they weren't called Windows phones, but like little Microsoft phones. And they were smart and like, what do I need a calendar for? My calendar's in my phone. Even the little flip phones had a little calendar. Like, I don't need a calendar. Yeah, it's like in my phone.
But I will say that when you like, you want to look at a month at a glance.
Yeah.
Or do like planning mm-hmm. of any kind. Trying to do that on your smartphone is a nightmare.
Well, yeah.
Like, it is a lot easier to flip three pages on a calendar ahead in time than it is to, go find your phone, open it up.
I have like a Franklin planner that only has monthly tabs in there, so I can look at a month at a glance.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that's a good, yeah.
But everything's in pencil so that I can erase and move stuff.
I think I was using Outlook's calendar at the time. Wow, this is like the most nerdiest conversation we've ever had.
Well, this is the things that happened back when.
I guess so.
Yeah.
We'll get to the topic, but we're vamping because we don't want it to end. But you know,
it's just weird that we're talking about calendars.
It's just how finales go, right?
And it's how our podcast goes. So,
You're right. You both are right. But it's really funny that like our mind went to time, which is pretty much what this show is all about. It was like time.
Well, then that's also something that happens when you get old. That's true. You have an opinion about a calendar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I have a slight opinion about calendars. Yeah.
Like, I didn't give a F about calendars when I was a kid, as long as there was something cool in it.
No, Nintendo Power used to give me calendars. Game Informer. What was it called? Those gaming magazines had calendars in them for the year. So when I was a kid, I had gaming calendars like every year. I was like, hey, I've got a new game calendar. Look, there's Mario. It was great.
Like you, Josh, I would always get a calendar for the holidays. And, Christmas time, my mom makes up like a box of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess we never filled our stockings, so we had these like coat-sized boxes full of a bunch of different things. And one of the things was always a calendar.
Ah, yeah. See, and I forget that during probably the prime time when I needed a calendar, I had a girlfriend. And my girlfriend was my calendar. Oh my God. I remember just like out of nowhere, she'll say, tomorrow's blah blah's birthday. I'm like, what? Really? So yeah, we got to get him something. Like, I had no idea. I didn't have to worry about anything when it came to calendars because I had a girlfriend who was like, oh yeah, by the way. Oh, by the way, there's a holiday coming up. I'm like, really? What holiday? 4th of July. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, it was great. Like, see, this is, look, for anyone who doesn't think I'm a romantic, this is why I miss having a girlfriend.
Not for the companionship, no, for the cute selfies or the sex.
For the calendar.
Just the calendar.
Yeah, for the calendar feature. Like, it was.
Well, of course.
I gotta hit mute. You know, like, hey.
Oh my God. I'm gonna start talking about people like that. Like, it's like it's a car.
Yeah, look, it was a bullet point. It was a bullet point on the sticker, you know, when I got her, it was like calendar. I'm like, oh well, there you go.
Has really good calendar skills.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have to remember anything. Like, man, like clockwork. I knew when every holiday and every birthday and every big event was. Like, oh, well, there you go. I loved it. But anyway. Man, we'll talk about. Well, speaking of exes, what a great finale that was. So let's talk about finales because this is the finale podcast. It's the last one. This is 125 again, a good number to kind of jump off of. This would be season 6 if it were a TV show. I think, right? Season 6. I think season 5. 22 episodes per season. 24 episodes per season. Yeah.
If you're gonna go with the old school counting, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is gonna
now be... with their wimpy 10 episode seasons now.
No, I love 10 episode seasons. I hate filler. I didn't realize how much I hated filler up until these 10 episode, 13 episode shows.
Yeah, but you only only got like 2 episodes of filler in a 22 episode season.
I would say half of this DC superhero TV episodes are filler. Like a lot of it is filler. Oh man, I think so.
I disagree.
I think that I won't, because I'm not gonna say too much because Josh hasn't seen it yet. But like The Flash, for instance.
Yeah, I haven't seen the latest episode yet either.
There were a few episodes, like there were more than just a couple episodes where I'm just like, well, you know, no, I can't use that because lately they've been doing mid-season finales, so each season, half season, is like its own season.
That is true. That is true.
So they've made it.
That is something that has kind of morphed over the last few years.
Which I love.
They moved into arcs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, for one season, you get 2 mini arcs. But perhaps one overarching arc.
Yes, exactly.
Carry on through the whole season.
Yeah, exactly.
Like baddie 1, baddie 2.
Usually, or it's like baddie, big bad, and then like a situation that happens before big bad. Like this thing that needs to get resolved before we're going to confront big bad. Which I love. I love that now. But, man, the first seasons of some... I mean, 24, a show that I think I'm the only person that watches 24 nowadays. This 24 Legacy was 12 episodes. I was so happy.
So it's only, only 12, not 24.
Well, so what they do at the end, which I'm not a fan of, but they do it anyway, is they fast forward. So at the first 2 hours, like the first 20 minutes of the show, or first half hour of the show, is in real time, and then they're like 12 hours later, and then they pick up from 12 hours later on what happened since that moment. I'm like, ah, what a cheap. You know what? It's fine. It's fine. It's a shorter season. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm watching Orphan Black right now. Like, I'm trying to catch up for season 5. There are no filler episodes in that because every episode, it's only 10 episodes long per season. I'm like, oh my God, there's so much going on in a single episode. I love it. X-Files is a good one where a lot of filler episodes, but I mean, that's kind of their show. That's their shtick. They are a monster of the week thing. So I guess that's not a good.
Yeah. Example. I mean, that's like Smallville or Buffy, those type of shows.
Yeah.
Married with Children.
Well, okay, you can't use... That's a sitcom, though. You can't use Married with Children. Oh, did you hear that? They're bringing Roseanne back, by the way.
What?
I did see some... Yeah, but did they... Roseanne which back. Which Becky did they bring back? Or know. Neither Becky is coming back, and they're just going to bring some other lady in?
I don't know, but John Goodman is apparently back, and I thought he... And apparently he died in the show. I didn't watch the show, but apparently he died during Roseanne.
He didn't, because it was all a story.
Was it a story?
No. He died. And the last season was kind of like what would have happened, like, in her head. This is how she coped with him dying.
Oh. And then she won the lottery or something in the last episode.
But she didn't actually win the lottery.
Oh, wow. See, I had never watched Roseanne.
What we saw her winning the lottery was continuance of events that happened in her head, the story that she was writing.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Mm. Okay, so then John Goodman can come back. Okay, well then that's fine.
Well, no,
he died.
Oh, he actually died. Oh, that's right.
And then the last season was all a story she wrote.
Well, yes? Maybe he'll come back as like her conscience. He'll come back as her conscience and be like, hey,
as a force ghost.
Yeah, remember?
I don't know.
Remember when Becky was this person and not this person? That was funny. But anyway. Yeah.
I mean, X-Files is coming back again.
For 10 episodes?
I actually like the reboot.
I do too. And it's only 6 episodes. Oh, no, I think this one's 10. Yeah. I think this one's 10. But I'm happy.
But either way, there's a lot of hype about it.
Yeah. But okay. I mean, that's what I like about shows being shorter. Anyway. So yeah, we're 6 seasons in. We're ready for syndication. If anyone wants to buy our rights, you can syndicate us anywhere you want. That's all good. But yeah, finales. Let's talk about pop culture finales. Speaking of TV shows, you know, we'll hit on kind of historical finales and personal finales later on. But I want to start with these pop culture finales. Shelly, do you have a favorite television movie, even movie series, like a trilogy or something, finale? Yeah. Do you have any favorites?
It wasn't so much movie series, but like movie. Okay. So if you recall, Francis, many episodes ago, we had to introduce you to the cult film Top Gun.
All right, sure.
And
what's going on?
Somehow my Siri decided to wake up.
I love it. No, hey, you know what? My Siri wakes up like all the time. As a matter of fact, I'm not surprised it hasn't woken up. So yes, finale.
No, it's okay. Anyway. I just thought we were being listened into by the CIA or something.
No, Siri's just trying to be her wingman. That's all.
Siri was trying to be helpful, and So anyway, so we introduced you to the joy that is Top Gun, and I actually really loved the ending of this movie, and I know they're doing some new thing with it or something. At some point,
there is a sequel in the works. Yes,
there's a sequel in the works, but just the way it ended,
Goose comes back as a zombie.
Yes,
back to the beginning, and yeah, we were minus Goose, but it was a good kind of the way it literally the whole last act or whatever was kind of a bit of a replay of the beginning act. And it was cool the way it ended.
Maybe. Just
I never
maybe.
Really thought about it like that, but it does kind of mirror the very beginning.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah. All right. That's a good finale. So yeah, well, there you go. I like that. There you go. The end, the finale, the final act of Top Gun where Goose doesn't really die, but ends up being found at a Chicago hospital. I don't remember which hospital it was, but he becomes a doctor. Becomes a doctor at a Chicago hospital. I don't know how it happened, but man, lucky him.
Oh, but then, like, you know, X number of years later, he dies of brain cancer.
Right, he just can't seem to get a break.
he really can't, and it seems like after that, his career just never revived.
I hope someone in ER said to him at some point,
we're gonna goose you.
You'll always be my wingman, or yeah, I'm gonna goose you, or something. I don't know. Anything. I would have wanted anything that. Really...
I expected like a talk to me goose or something.
Anyway, well, there you go. There's one. How about you, Josh?
Well,
what about you?
Well, what did he play on ER?
Played a doctor.
Dr. Green.
Yep.
So he wouldn't be in a position for someone to say to him, "Talk to me, goose."
No, but his last name starts with a G.
No, he was a mentor to lots of people.
I guess if he said it to one of his students, if you will, or whatever.
Yeah, but let's consider in the film, okay? Goose was really Maverick's mentor.
Yes. And he was
okay. Black. Okay, I see what road you're going down.
And Dr. Green in ER. Was, he was the head of the ER at one point and kind of everyone's mentor. He was the doctor that everybody looked up to.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Sorry to interrupt, but.
Yeah.
Do you have any breaking news happening?
14 years. 15 seasons, the show that ER was on. And he was in all of them?
He was in most of them.
Holy crap. That's a long time. Sorry, I was just like, 15? Who does that? But anyway, all right, sorry.
In many years, and so River Song was his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he died on the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Glad Goose lives on.
But also, Melinda May was his co-worker, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was on that show, too. and the worst part is Ming-Na Wen still looks like the same age she was when she was in ER.
For the most part.
Anyway, all right, Josh, what about you? What is your favorite finale?
I don't know if it's favorite, but it's probably most notorious in my head is Alf.
Oh, jeez, the non-finale, you mean?
the non-finale finale of ALF. Yes. Why do I bring it up so much? Because it was traumatic as a child. I loved ALF. To watch ALF get taken away by the FBI and leave on a cliffhanger. And then, you know, the following fall, tune in to normal channels, same ALF time, same ALF channel, and there's no ALF. And you just have to wonder what happened.
Did you ever watch the ALF cartoon?
Maybe. If I don't have strong memories of a cartoon, it didn't land with me.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm aware of it. I know it was a thing, but I don't think
I remember it better than I remember the show. That's why I asked.
Hmm.
In 2004, they tried to reboot it with an unaired pilot.
Yes.
Wow. Well,
I think the father got into some sort of legal problems. I could be mistaken on that. The little person, look at me being politically correct for once. that was in the ALF suit recently died.
Yes.
That was like all over Twitter for like a whole day. I was very surprised about that.
Oh.
Because they just kept saying Alpha's dead, Alpha's dead, and I was like, the voice actor died? What? But no, it was the little guy that was in the ALF suit.
See, that just shows where your mind goes from it being a voice actor perspective.
Sure.
You immediately think the voice actor, and everybody else thinks the physical actor.
I never. The shots where you actually saw ALF walking or running across the screen were so few and far between that it's not something that goes deep in my memory. Most of what you saw of ALF was puppetry.
Yeah. So apparently, when the show first aired in Germany, it became an instant success, but it was unfortunate for the German city of ALF. Apparently located. So there was a German city called ALF.
Well, there's a German there there's a German city called Ucking, but
oh right.
See how I censored myself on that one?
Thank you.
That's podcasting talent right there.
That's gold, that's Jerry awesome. Gold. No, I agree. Yeah. Well, look, our favorite Melmacian may one day grace our screens once again in the future, but that's...
I really do hope so. I really do. I mean, it's something that would make my inner child just jump with joy and might even squee. I don't know.
We're a little past our reverence for the 80s, because we're still in the 90s, which is lasting a lot longer than I thought it would, really. Our reverence for the 90s, like it's lasting way longer than I expected, but I think we're gonna hit the 80s probably back again in a few more years. We'll probably hit back on the 80s.
You think?
I think so
because I hate to go down this road, but it'll probably be when more and more 80s celebrities start dying off.
Maybe
start having more nostalgia for them.
I mean, because we
the 80s.
We try to
we're getting close to that point.
Yeah.
Shut up, show.
I know.
Oh, I hate
it. Well, I mean, through tragedy, but yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying, but well, we just took a dark turn. Anyway, Francis, how about you, man? What are some of your favorite? At least one of your favorites. So I've got at least another one.
My favorites deal with 80 celebrities dying. No, no, there's a
oh man.
No, there are a lot of finales that I love because they weren't originally going to get a finale. Like they were just going to drop off the face of the earth. One of which was a show called Fringe.
I was actually literally just thinking about Fringe. I loved
Fringe. I didn't know. Like I didn't watch the entire run of Fringe and. I didn't see any of it until like about 3 or 4 years ago. I watched it and I love it. I love that show. It hit the 100 mark exactly on its finale. But it was a show that was going to go away after season 4. And that's a show that went from Monster of the Week or Fringe Science of the Week to like having overarching storylines, which I loved. And it's a great show. I love that show. If you haven't seen it, it has that one guy from Dawson's Creek. What's his name again?
Well, in Dawson's Creek,
Joshua Jackson.
Casey.
Joshua Jackson was in that show. And again, I didn't know too much about it originally, and I fell in love immediately. I love the theme song. I love the way that they play with time. There's a little bit of a time thing going on. It's a great show, but the finale, it was great because, again, it was a show that wasn't supposed to have this final season. They were able to kind of end it, I think, with 13 episodes.
Piece too.
It ended what? I'm sorry.
Well, I was saying they had the dimensional piece, not just the time piece.
Oh, yeah. And the way it ended.
The way they did it was different than on other shows.
Oh, totally.
It was very unique.
Yeah. It got super sci-fi-y. I mean, like, hard sci-fi.
True sci-fi. Yeah. It was hard sci-fi for sure.
When they weren't originally they were kind of like a kind of an X-Files-ish ripoff, sort of. Like, it started off kind of X-Files-y, and then it got to really kind of hard sci-fi. And it was just so, it was a lot of fun to watch. And the finale, again, was heart-wrenching, and it was fairly well thought out. And it had Leonard Nimoy in the final season. Yeah. So, like, how can you say no to Leonard Nimoy? It was an amazing show. I recommend anyone who hasn't seen it, go watch it. It was tons of fun. And definitely worth a watch. But I didn't see it until about a year. Agree. Yeah, until about a year or so after it was off the air. And I watched the entire thing. And I'm actually tempted to watch it again in its entirety. I've seen it twice in its entirety. I might see it again for a third time. It's so good. But there you go. Fringe would have to be.
I want to rewatch.
It's so good. But Fringe definitely up there has one of my favorite finales for a show that was, again, was supposed to go away a whole season ago.
All right, so this is a little corny, but another one of my favorites was JAG.
See, now JAG, that was a procedural, right?
It went many years, yeah.
Yeah.
But it had overarching storylines, mm-hmm. and not a lot, but it was mostly, you know, about the relationship to the characters, right?
Yeah.
And so they had this will they or won't they thing for like 9 seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they ended it with a finally yes they will.
They kind of did.
And that was the finale.
Yeah, they kind of did that with X-Files too, I want to say. But they did that with the movie. Like, the movie is when Mulder and Scully kind of.
Yeah, they did it with the movies for sure.
But yeah, Jack, 10 years that show has been on. 10 seasons. So that's
it
pretty
was
cool.
10 seasons.
Jag.
And you know, NCIS is a spinoff.
Oh, is it really?
Okay. Yeah, all the NCISs are actually JAG spinoffs.
Wow.
And in fact, on NCIS Los Angeles, they had the original JAG, the Admiral,
mm-hmm.
has been on like the last 3 or 4 episodes of NCIS Los Angeles.
Well, that's cool.
As his original character, right?
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
Man needs work.
don't we
this
all,
show's
Francis?
Great, though. Yeah. This particular actor is awesome. Yeah. And, you know, his JAG character was a former SEAL, so he kind of got to reprise some of that piece of his history in NCIS LA. So it's kind of cool.
I'm glad we have someone here who to represent these kind of shows that, in all honesty, I just don't have the time for. Like, the only show I ever had time for that was a procedural that actually, whose finale I actually didn't see was Law and Order, the original Law and Order.
Yeah, I didn't see the finale, but I did enjoy that show. But that was one of those that you could pick up and watch at any time.
Yeah, yeah.
JAG, it was a little harder to do that.
Right. And hey, look, there's a good reason to go back to Law & Order, because it had Joe West, our favorite
right.
Flash Joe
that's
West,
right.
or Flash Dad Joe West on there. So
mm-hmm. He's the one that dies the least anyway.
yeah it's a yeah
true very true
but he's on. I liked his season, him and Jerry Orbach. Those two together were the best. That was my favorite set of seasons.
Oh yeah, No, it was the best pairing of them all.
I think so, too. Sure. Yeah. All right, Josh, what do you got?
Another one that I jokingly will go with. Oh, Heroes ended season 2.
Oh man, you know,
despite the fact that I stuck around for the next 2 seasons, it really ended at season 2.
Well, yeah, well technically it ended with season whatever it was a couple years ago.
What? Heroes Reborn?
Yeah.
Oof. That was a couple of years ago already?
Yeah, it's been 2 years. It's been 2 yeah. or 3 years now, yeah.
Wow, that was
2. Okay.
2 max.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's still in my TiVo, so 2.
Okay. Yeah, 2015. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's already been a couple of years.
Time. Wow. I feel like I just watched those like a week ago. One that I felt was kind of weak, actually, after watching the all, 6 seasons, I think it was? 7 seasons?
You're jumping ship to which show? Which show is this now?
Buffy.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah. I kind of feel like the final episode is just kind of like, Like, yeah. You're leaving it a little bit too open.
Yeah.
You're just driving away on a bus.
You know what? There's a couple of shows that are like that where it's just life moves on type of finale. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't one of my favorites, even though I don't know it should be. But the finale for Star Trek: The Next Generation, big episode, called All Good Things, 2-parter, and it ends with the captain just kind of. The last scene is him playing poker with his crew. I'm like, that's how you're going to end it? I guess so. Like, life moves on. Like, life goes on. There's no, like, hard finale. I mean, they did movies afterwards, but I was like, I don't know. That's not a really hard finale for a show that's been on for 7 seasons. But I get you. Yeah, like, Buffy, sure. I didn't see the finale of Buffy. I stopped at season 3 or 4, I want to say. Yeah, that sucks that Buffy... Well, and Buffy lives on with comics, of course, but yeah.
It does, and it's a great series, and I'm not, like, sitting here saying I'm disappointed with the finale. It was just, I was just kind of, like, expecting a little bit more, I guess, or something that would definitely finale.
Yeah.
Or if it was going to leave it kind of open-ended, at least give me something.
Well, like I said, yeah, I mean, I appreciate your frustration with that. Yeah, because Star Trek was a show I stuck around all 7 years, and to get kind of just that's how you're gonna. I mean, the last 2 episodes were amazing, but the way that the last scene ended was just like, that's how you're gonna end the whole series. That's it. Like, I know Generations is coming out the next year or in a couple of years, but geez, come on now, give me more than that. So, anyway, there you go, Trekkie over here acting all funkadelic. But yeah, no, I can appreciate that. Did you see the finale of Angel there, Josh?
I did as well.
Well, how's that one in comparison to Buffy?
At least it ends on a fight.
Okay.
But you don't know what the outcome of the fight is. You just know that Angel and Rue need to FSU and go to town. And die trying.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad that Angel had a much better result with its finale.
I mean, you did. Yeah, there was a big battle that ensued as well, but at least you got an ending to it.
Yeah.
Another finale I really liked was Leverage.
So again, someone who you're watching the shows. I don't even like. I know that they exist.
You should watch Leverage. It's really smart and funny.
Too much TV
and. But it's all on Netflix now, so.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm behind on, like, I need to rewatch all of, to kind of finish up Buffy in general. Because I'm beginning to find out that more and more people are referencing Buffy just in casual conversation. And I'm like, I need to watch this show, because apparently you can use it in casual conversation. Like, it's amazing how often I hear Buffy referenced in just normal talk. But Leverage, okay. Is that the Glenn Close one? Or no, that's the
No, that's Leverage was Timothy Hutton.
Timothy Hutton, okay.
And
I'm thinking of The Closer. That's what I think that's what I'm
thinking. No. And Christian Kane, who was on Angel.
Oh, there you play. Go. Okay.
Right.
Good and transition.
Is now on The Librarians.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Okay, so it was around for 5 seasons. It was a... Mm-hmm. Oh, fun. Oh, so they're hackers.
Well, no. It's a crew.
It's a crew.
They do it. So there's... let's see. If you go by the way they... do their intro, a hacker, a hitter, a grifter. Hacker, hitter, grifter.
Uh-oh.
And a thief.
That's and three.
And a former insurance guy.
Okay. That I love how there's a former insurance guy, like, just tossed into the mix. Like, hey, you're going to take it. You know the legalese. Go take care of this.
He used to investigate all those other people. He was an insurance investigator. Mm-hmm. So he used to investigate the other four.
So how did this one end?
A hacker, a hitter, a grifter, and a thief. Right.
What did you like so much about this finale, then?
They set it up for the next generation.
Oh, jeez. So they passed it on to...
They passed the torch.
Oh, I like
basically,
that.
Basically, the grifter and the insurance guy passed the torch mm-hmm. to the rest of the crew.
Oh, okay. All right. I like those.
So you knew it was going to continue, but, and in the same vein.
Yeah, but the main crew, you're like, okay.
But the job, mm-hmm. what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, and so you would also, some of the people that would guest on it, for instance, and I can never remember the actor's name, but the guy who was Crowley on Supernatural.
Okay, I don't know that one.
okay, did you watch... You didn't watch BSG, did you? Did you watch Battlestar, New Battlestar?
No, I have your DVDs, but I haven't gotten around to watching it yet. I'll get to... there's too much television.
Okay, recognizable actor. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Did recurring... stints. Also, Kari Matchett, who was in a number of sci-fi shows, did a recurring stint on that show as well. So,
well, it looks like a Ocean's 11 type TV show that probably people will enjoy. So that's cool. I'm glad that
with a twist.
With a twist. Well, yeah.
With a twist. So.
And again, I love it when they pass on. To the next generation. I usually like that because it's like, hey, you know, it's again, the story continues, but at least there's closure for the previous, you know, crew. Like, yes. Okay, now you know, yes. All right, they move on with life. And, you got the new people doing their thing. Spin-off possibilities.
Yeah.
For me...
I don't think they'll do it, but it was good. Yeah.
For me, though, the finale that really, I thought, well, that's a great way to end a show, because what's left? The end of Breaking Bad. Now, I don't know if did either of you watch Breaking Bad?
No.
Josh, did you watch
Breaking Bad? No, I didn't. It's something that everybody thinks and tells me that I should. I just haven't. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to watch those any kind of show like that.
Oh, well.
Superhero shows with continuity, sure.
This is, oh man, dude.
Shows about meth.
Oh, it's so good.
I think at the time when it came out, straight up, when it came out, I was very close to a meth head.
Oh, okay.
That was, you know, kind of caught in meth's web, if you will. So it was really hard for me to watch a show that in my eyes at the time glorified meth mm-hmm. in a weird kind of, you know, offshoot kind of a way.
Right.
So it was hard for me to watch it. And so I just kind of let it do its thing.
The thing is,
I'm aware of it. I'm sure it's awesome. I'll get to it one day.
I was going to say, I'm sure they didn't really show any meth heads, but no, they did. There's a few episodes where you see them. Yeah, no, it's a fantastic show. I guess I won't say anything about the finale itself, but it's a pretty definitive finale. Like,
I'm never going to get around to watching it. And even if I do remember, I use cannabis, so my short-term memory is
Oh, it's worse than mine.
You know, not as good. Plus, on top of that, mm-hmm. my left ear, which is my dominant ear, mm-hmm. is also the ear that's broken.
Oh, jeez.
So everything that we're talking about right now is going in my left ear and shooting out my right.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because I have no short-term memory in my left ear. So
what an interesting concept to have memory based on which ear information comes into.
It's a real thing. Absolutely,
people are preferential to those things. Mm. It's just like where you wear your headset on your, like my work phone. I wear my headset on the right. I can't do it if I have it on the left. It doesn't work.
What do I do? Do I do left? I don't remember if I do left or right.
Most people will, when they need to concentrate, will listen with their right ear. Hmm. Most people, if you listen to them, or if you ask them, if you know, when they talk on the phone, if they use left or if they use, they typically will tell you they will change ears when something important comes up because they have to really hear it.
Hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
And I think it depends on whether you're left or right brain too.
There is that. It also depends on if you're slightly broken like me.
Yeah, but there's definitely a preference for sure.
I learn something new every day.
Nope, that is not true. It's only new to you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I learned something new.
So it's not new. It's only new to you. So it's just okay, something.
So oh, well. He learns something every day.
Yes. Okay. Play on words.
So yeah, Breaking Bad has a good ending. Has a definitive finale that I like. Anyway, moving on. Let's go into
that should be your soundbite.
Oh man,
songs about rainbows.
Shut up.
Why are there so many?
Don't. Don't do it. You will hear a grown man cry on a podcast.
You'll hear which was a isn't grown I guess not such cry. A.
It's our finale. It's okay.
Our don't man, do it. Josh here don't. Will be crying on air. Anyway. don't finales. Do let's talk about life finales, shall we? Let's talk about life finales. Things in our lives that ended correctly, badly, too soon, too late.
Things you thought ended, but strangely going on. Come back to life.
Exactly. Exactly. So, who would like to go first? I'm going to go
I will.
To the floor. Go for it, Josh.
relationships.
All right. Relationships.
What's I've up? Had a lot of... Okay. I haven't had a lot of relationships. I've had a few good relationships. Most have ended abruptly and not very well. Okay. Those suck.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know what? At least they end.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Now, I have had situations in my life mm-hmm. where I've been seeing somebody and things end and then they're done. Mm-hmm. But then they come back like.
Yes.
They just come back.
Well, been there, done that.
Let me just
and
say.
sometimes I'm the one that goes back.
There you go.
I'm not above that. Okay, okay. Shut up, Francis.
Sorry. Go on. All right. Yeah.
But sometimes when you touch it, that's things happen.
Yes. I'm with you. I understand completely. I have been there and done that.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, those of you that used to follow Francis and I on Geek Love Radio know I had a 7-year one of those. Mm-hmm. It just started out with like a year and a half, and then we were done. Maybe even less. And then we were done. And then it's like, oh, but... Yeah, this might be fun again.
I've been very fortunate not to have that experience. Mostly because I have a tendency to, if we are out of a relationship, I cut ties completely, usually. And that has been the case for every relationship I've ever been in, is just chop, 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 gone completely. Never talk to them again, never talk to anyone even in remote relation to them again. This last one was harder because it was too deep into the web that was my life. So I had to cut off a lot of limbs to get that to end completely.
She was, not only was she your calendar, she was also your personal assistant.
Pretty much. I know. Pretty much. I had to.
Nope. Nope. Read into that deeper.
Oh. Oh, well. Hmm. It's like, yeah. So it was. Yeah. Oof.
Never mind.
Well, you can explain to me later. I have the comprehension of a Nat 2 sometimes. This is why flirting doesn't work with me. Like, if a woman is interested, this is something I've said many a time on Geek Love Radio. If there's ever a woman that's interested, just say it. I'm not going to get your subtle hints. I don't know.
I don't understand those either. So
yeah, but dudes are much less likely to give subtle hints. I mean, I'm a person who does the hint thing though, which is stupid, but whatever. I've never claimed to be smart.
How old are you, Francis?
I've never claimed to be mature either or an adult. I've never claimed to be anything. But it's mostly, and part of me, like, there's a big backstory to all that. It's a once bitten, twice shy type of thing. Like, look, I don't want to put myself out there without some surety is pretty much what it boils down to. Like, I need to be sure that if I put myself out there, that it's not for naught. Because I've already been through all that. I'm tired of it. I'm an old man. I can't keep going out there, cashed in the line and getting nothing back. So I just need to want some definitive.
And maybe mm-hmm. that you have definitely, you know, tried to teach that upon others.
Yeah.
I might be one of them.
Well. Well, you know, it's a lesson that's hard to learn sometimes, though.
Well, see, that's the thing. Never in my life mm-hmm. have I been a bridge burner.
Yeah.
Right, I've never been a tree chopper, a bridge burner. I don't carry gasoline and a match. Mm-hmm. I carry tourniquets and bandages, and like, you know, and extra 2x4s to fix the bridge. Just because I've made a connection. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to lose that connection. I guess there's some sort of fear of loss there or something like that, but
it's a fear of change for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
I recognize that. I'm no fool, but it is something that it doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is. And I dink around relationship, that can be a friendship, that can be a relationship of work. Whatever. You know, it's something that it's hard for me to let go.
Oh yeah, no, I get it. It's
like death. I let go. You know, you die. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna miss you, and you're gone.
Remind me that I'm not gonna have you speak my eulogy. Note taken. Well, he's gone. Where's the buffet? No.
What's somebody's got. Now?
Somebody's got to tell the story of the swastika hash browns.
That'll just be in lieu of a picture of me. It's just the picture
and
of
the
that.
Innocence of Francis. Of, oh, I thought there was going to be a moderating team.
No,
we are the moderating team, Francis.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I am fairly naive sometimes. I will admit. But yeah, so subtlety. Stop it.
not my thing. No, and I can't use the term or the saying that I like to use when I'm talking to Francis, when I put myself out there. I the term I use, I am literally putting myself out there.
Zip thud.
It's, I don't know, I had a point here, but now I'm just thinking about that whole thing. That's making
sorry.
Me laugh.
The finale of taking it out and either scaring or having people admire. Who knows?
Well, you know, I guess you know, the finale of My Shyness, mm-hmm. where my that term for the show, putting myself out there, you have to drop your shyness if you're going to try to accomplish anything that we are trying to accomplish as trying to be whatever we're trying to be. Right. Little multimedia superstars.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. That'd be nice, but
for lack of better words.
Yeah.
You can't be shy. You can sure you can be a little bit shy, but you have to put yourself out there. Otherwise, nothing's ever going to get accomplished.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's harder to talk about personal finales because a lot, you know, we change so often. Scenarios in our life make us change for one reason or another, and it's tough because it's either for good or for ill, and it's always. There's always an adjustment phase to that. Even if it's good, it's just like, okay, well, now I'm confident. Now I'm like a stud. You know, I had that for a little while. And then the finale of my confidence, led to just like, well, I'm just going to be over here in the corner for a bit and, you know, just watch a little bit.
Every personal finale is also a personal commencement.
That's true. And
we start something new.
That's right? True. Yeah, yeah. There, it's a season premiere. It's a series premiere. Yeah. Every season, a series finale can bring about a new series premiere. And that's true. Mm.
You know, that, I like that. You know, you're taking on a new role.
Yeah.
Basically, you're shedding your old character and starting a new one.
My character this season is loser. No. Well, I'm partially kidding, but yeah, like it's interesting to kind of see that, and every job that we lose and gain is a finale. I think my saddest finale was when they kicked me out of working for Disney Interactive. Like I was working for Disney Interactive for like half a year, and then they're like, "Yeah, we don't need you anymore. See you later. We're downsizing." I'm like, "Oh, geez, thanks, guys. I really love this job. This was fun."
I mean, I worked for a company a medical company, where I was having a great time, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they said, "Oh, we're laying half our force off," and yeah. I had just signed a lease at an apartment.
Those were the dark days, man. The dark days.
Those were the days when we started this podcast.
That's around the time, yeah. That's very very close, at least. That's for sure.
It's very close.
I remember that. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, you know, if you think about it, this is, even though this is a finale of a show, we're not going anywhere. Like, we'll all come back at some point or another doing something or another, I would say. Yeah. So that's always a positive.
And this will be doing something at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. Oof.
Gosh, I sure hope.
Well,
being that I didn't get any kind of response whatsoever for the hotel thing. Well, that's around really concerning to me. That's really weird that, like, you didn't even get an email that says, like, oh, sorry, you're SOL. Well,
no, because you have around 3.
They do that later. They wait for, like, 3 weeks, just yeah. So you know.
No. But, oh, because that's it, right? That's it for It'll both come. Rounds, right? Yeah. There are no more rounds. Okay.
Nope.
Well, no, there will likely be one more round. So okay. What happened is the first week, they said, okay, well, we've got this many. You know, here you go, guys. Then the second week, you know, it's... Okay, well, now we have this many, but you gotta wait to see who doesn't put down their deposits. And then whoever doesn't put down their deposits, then they offer up those rooms.
Yeah. Well, so there you go.
So there's more opportunity.
Well, anyway, let's move on from that because that's
so. You don't need it because I got it.
That's so behind the curtain.
Right, right.
The stuff
right.
We're talking about right now. But yeah, and, you know, good luck to anyone who's going to San Diego this year. Hopefully we all share in the same good luck, because we're waiting to hear confirmation of a bunch of stuff. Anyway, but that's beside the point. We're talking about finales here, people. Finales!
That's the final time we'll get to talk about that.
That's true. Well, on this show, yeah.
On this show.
We still have conventional wisdom, where we're going to be talking about it a lot.
Plug.
Conventional wisdom. Find it today on iTunes. But yeah, like... you know, it's, yeah, it's just a strange scenario. It's a strange phenomenon to have parts of your, you know, things in your life be considered finales, but it happens all the time. Just like this episode, just like the show is making its way to the end as we inch closer and closer to those final minutes when we get to say goodbye. Maybe yeah. We'll even sing that song from Sound of Music or something. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, you know, the show's gone through quite a few different iterations.
Well, we were trying to, you know.
You know, Francis and I, at first, were just like, let's just talk about things just, you know, that we want to reminisce on.
Yeah.
You know, we just kind of went with it loosely and just worked off each other, which is what we do.
Yeah.
And then we started to kind of structure it a little bit. You know, we almost had a story incident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I guess there was the story incident.
I mean, the episode exists. It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. So that happened.
Yeah.
And then and that was us being blind, just being like, hey, internet, come join us.
Yeah. Well, and look, I mean, it wasn't all for naught.
Then you found me.
Yeah, because that's how we found Chili, was throwing.
Yeah, and I was getting to that
point. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Belly, who through somehow puts up with all of our stuff,
yeah,
and surprisingly keeps us in line, because sometimes Francis and I can just kind of, we just steer the boat way off course.
We shoot from the hip, that's for sure.
That is very true.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, no.
But also, on the flip side of what kind of came out of bringing Shelley in as a co-host is that, you know, Through the internet, the Skype, we all became friends, and being able to be at San Diego all together, or more recently, Philadelphia, that's just awesome. I mean, where else were the three of us ever run into each other?
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Because we're from such disparate locations and backgrounds, it wouldn't have happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way we could walk to you. There's no sidewalks.
Yeah.
No crosswalks.
No crosswalks to the Chick-fil-A. It's all I wanted. I mean, I know there was Wawa right there, but I just wanted some chicken nuggets.
Chick-fil-A, I know. Yeah, but you know, you're right. There was no path that would have gotten us together, other than this podcast and the wonder that is the internet.
Yeah.
But now we'll have this lasting bond, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's very true. Yeah. I mean, luckily, even though it's the finale for the show, it's not the finale for what it brought to us. Even though it was, you know, it was 3 years of a lot of changing around, a lot of trying to find our place on the World Wide Web, on the information superhighway.
But we just came in too shallow or too steep. I'm not really sure which way we went there.
No, I mean, look.
I think we skipped off the atmosphere and just went off into the internets.
Well, and plus, look, not every...
I will say we still had... Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
Well, I mean, but we still had more listeners than my prior podcast, and...
Did you have a finale for that one?
I think we did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And really, you look, you know, it sounds like we're really, it's not about, it's not really the listenership or whatever.
No, it isn't. It is.
It's about whether or not we were having fun with this, and we were. But the thing is, you know, all good things, again, must come to an end. You can only do a show for so long. A lot of podcasts don't even last this long. Like, vast majority of podcasts barely make it past episode 20 sometimes. You know, like, a lot of places, a lot of people just run out of things to say and a bunch of, or anything to talk about. We freaking talk about calendars for the first 10 minutes of the show. Like, we have stuff to talk about, even if it's something as mundane as calendars. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, even though it was something as simple as that, but at some point, though, you know, just like Geek Love Radio, you have a tendency after a while to repeat yourself, especially if it's just, you know, just you and, you know, the host talking. So, I mean, again, this is not a slight on anyone who listens. Thank you so much for people who continue to listen and download. you know, we really appreciate it. We're really happy that you guys were there to kind of follow the show and listen to us ramble about all sorts of stuff in regards to history and our own personal histories, and we really do appreciate that.
There'll be more of it.
Yeah,
I mean, just, and there'll just be a different iteration of a podcast.
Sure. And
I mean, that's what all podcasts are, right? Are just iterations of each other.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, maybe we can bring a little back when to each of the other Points of Interest podcast network properties.
You know? Sure. Yeah. No,
there's always a thing that we can, and this concept can contribute. So, you know, again, we talked earlier, every ending is the beginning for something new. I know you guys are looking for the new and interesting things to try. I mean, Francis, you're always involved in so much that you're always getting your hands into something new. This will free you up to do that, and that's exciting.
I like to keep my hands on familiar stuff.
Yeah.
I did. Zing!
Oh, God, yeah.
Inside baseball.
But I guess speaking of which, yeah, I try to get myself involved in, you know, in a bunch of different things. You know, I run a lot of, I ran, what, 3 podcasts, you know, like, that's not a lot. But, I mean, that's a lot for a lot of, actually, that's a lot. I'm not going to
lie. I mean, you took over one.
For anybody, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's 3 podcasts where I'm just like, okay, well, I got to take, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, but it's a lot of fun at the same time. But I mean, this is not my full-time job, so it is tougher to do. But yeah, so I'm so happy when I can just be like a guest on someone else's show. I'm like, hey, I just get to talk and you take care of the rest. Awesome. Let me tell you what I think about this.
Francis and I have already started talking about, you know, something new, yeah. Changing things up and bringing something new to the table.
Sure.
So it's, you know, these voices you may not hear for, in, you know, not too far, especially Francis and I, because we do like 9 million shows together.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be something new and interesting shortly.
Yeah.
Guest.
Well, we'll find one where we can get like the crew back together on a regular basis. It's just a matter of just trying to find the right, you know, fit. You know, we're living in a world where podcasting, though only popular, I guess, if you're an NPR show or something, but or a comedian. But we're in a vast landscape, a jungle, so to speak, a world full of podcast vines and snakes, and not snakes in the bad sense, just like they're all over the place. Like these
there's some.
Okay, sure, there are some. But there's so many out there, and, you know, it's a rough and tumble Wild West kind of world where you want to be able to set yourself apart from the rest, and hopefully we'll be able to do that with our amazing personalities. Ha, ha, ha. Like, you know, hopefully
it's gotten us this far. Hey, it got us into a press junket that we were not supposed to be there.
Yeah,
that's how good of a liar I am.
See, that's different though. That's different. That wasn't based off of our merits. That was based off us lying.
just stretching the truth.
Right. Oh, right. Right. Well, we weren't.
If you believe your own ish, yeah. then you know.
It was more of us.
That's all I'm saying.
It was mostly Josh's silver tongue that got us into to stay. But like, other than that, though, it was really just, yeah, like, you know, I don't know what I want to do with any of this stuff. You know, the finale for me, I don't know if there'll ever be a finale for me doing podcasts. You know, I don't know if I'll ever stop doing this because I love hearing myself talk. I mean, I love telling people.
When I have a monitor, I love being able to hear myself talk.
But no, I'm just like, I love the idea of knowing that I can put my voice and my opinion out there, and someone somewhere, even if it's just one person, is listening and thinking, oh, okay, this is worth my time to listen to. And so that's why I love it. So I don't think I'll ever be a finale for any of us, really. You know, I think we'll all continue to do this some form or another in the future. So I'm not too worried about that.
Oh yeah, I've invested way too much money at this point to.
I wasn't gonna go there.
To walk away from that.
Like, man, I spent.
No, but that's a good thing because I'm not saying that the money has got me to where I am, but that statement is true in some sense.
Yeah.
Because had I not invested money into this, mm-hmm. all of us invested money into this, I don't think that we would be moderating. I don't think that we would be interested in trying to get people onto our shows or what have you. It would just be, points of interest would still be a Denver only thing consisting of me and whoever I could find that wanted to talk to me around here.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's an investment in time. Investment in not just money, time, energy, experience. Like we invested a lot of ourselves into this, you know, and luckily it did spawn it to something. Again, something that you won't see the finale of anytime soon is the finale of Points of Interest. You're not going to see the finale of a lot of the shows that are part of that network. You're not going to see a finale for a lot of those people. But again, you know, I don't know why I have to keep trying to justify the fact that we're ending a show. You know, like I always feel like, if a show has even like three listeners, one listener even, just like there's someone who finds value in what we're doing, and it's almost a reason to continue. But yeah, like this is a time sink. Not even time sink. It's time and money and effort that maybe might go towards something that's more lucrative. You know, for us. And I hate to say that because it almost belittles what we've been doing here, but I don't think it has. I think we had a good run. We had a lot of fun doing what we've been doing. We had, you know, Pepper on the show for a few times.
This sounds like every breakup I've ever been in.
Look, listeners, it's not you. It's us.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. It's not you. It's me. It's definitely me.
I've changed. I want more.
Yeah.
What else have I heard?
We've grown.
We've grown apart.
We've grown apart.
We've grown apart. Yeah.
You're not
our
going.
Interests are differing.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yes. Yeah, even though that's what the whole point
our
of
priorities
PLI is.
Have changed.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Wow. This is yeah. That's the voice of familiarity right there.
what was my favorite one? Oh yeah. You have no future. Well, biatch, this is a show where we talk about the past.
Right. You have no past. Yeah. Wait, that doesn't make sense. So I think a good way to kind of put this last couple minutes in is our final thoughts, really. Have anything to say, Shelley, to, you know, what are your, do you have anything coming up? Do you have projects that you'll be working on? You still have your website, right?
I have my website. Right now I'm still finishing up my leadership program at work. Mm-hmm. So that'll be done by the middle of June, just in time for me to be moving into a new house.
Oh, look at this. See, beginnings here, right here. Beginnings.
So beginnings, yeah. Yeah. So I'll be working on that. And so I'll have enough to keep me busy over the summer, I think. And mm-hmm. then I'll figure out what's new and exciting in the fall.
Okay, good. That sounds like a plan. And I think that's a great way to let people know that. Well, here's the thing. Will you be keeping posts, like people updated? Will you be using the social media?
I think the blog may eventually come into a here's what's up with the house blog.
Oh, good. Good.
Short term, because there's going to be a lot of work to be done, and it'll keep me pretty busy.
And it'll be fun.
It'll be fun,
yeah.
And it'll be exciting getting to make choices for things.
Yeah.
Where now that I've owned a house to start, and I know I'll say, well, I chose this time. Mm-hmm. Is that really the choice I would make again? Right.
Yeah. No, for sure. All right.
And then you make new choices. So, yeah.
This
will be fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that there's a lot of positives coming up in the future. So you got a lot to look out for. ShelleyRozzle.com. Josh, what about you, sir? Any final words, thoughts, things that will be happening in the future for you that you want to let people know before we make our way out of here?
Soon you will be able to hear my panel discussion I had at Starfest Denver with Robin Childs and her journey through the art world. Otherwise, you'll hear stuff from 2 Jays Later, soon you'll hear things from Denver Comic Con. And I'm all over the Points of Interest Podcast Network. I'm talking to the Angsty Nerds people soon, hopefully. And Francis and I, you know, we're always going to be doing something.
Yeah.
Cooking something up. Shelly, it's awesome to have been able to have you on here and become friends with you over the past little while, whatever, a year, year and a half.
2 years, man. 2 years.
Two years.
Yeah.
We've all shared rooms together. You've been a gracious host. You're like my con mom when we're at places. When I'm flipping out thinking I don't have a flight home, you're there. You're like, hey, look, I'll take care of you. You're a genuine, awesome person. It's just great to I can call you my friend.
You guys are going to make me cry. Aww.
Well, that's what you get too... for trying to sing the Muppet song thing.
There are so many.
Don't do it. Rainbows. I'll punch you both through the internet.
Here's the thing. Like, this isn't the finale between the three of us. We're still going to see each other. We're still going to pod in the future. Like, this isn't the end of the three of
this
us.
This isn't the end of our complete friendship or anything like that.
No, but not at all. But no, it'll still make me cry. Yeah. So it's okay.
Well, it's still the end of this. Yeah. And this is how finales go. And
that's true.
Unlike Alex Gross, I don't want us all to die in an airplane crash at the end of our show.
Oh, jeez.
Like he did with Family Ties.
Oh, jeez.
I just want to get that out there.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, two guys, a girl, and a podcast right there.
Goes down much easier than two girls in a cup. Look that one up, kids.
Or two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't think that's where he was going with that.
I know he wasn't going with that. That was where I was going with it.
I don't know. We'll have to talk to Will about that one. He loves pizza.
Yeah. So, yeah. Projects continuing on, of course. I mean, I was on... I guess if you're interested in what I'm doing, Sincere Sarcasm.net, I'm just going to put it out there. Did DC Action Hour recently. I will be recording with the Nordinary Nerd Crew soon about Stardew Valley. Blah. And a whole bunch of other projects that I'm being a part of in the future, which is really nice. I don't know how it happened, but people want me on stuff, so that all works.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's this crazy thing of Twitter.
Yeah,
this Twitter's is where we have found everybody. This is where we all interact. Well, it's just this weird, and I'm just saying this because it's the last episode, so whatever.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've put our voicemail phone number out there several times now, and to meet, we have not. And by saying that, we probably will be. But you know what? There's only going to be like six or 12 more days you can do that and listen to this phone number. So
yeah,
whatever.
In 20 days, the show's gone.
20 days. It's gone forever. But I put that phone number out there several times. We've never been trolled. We've never gotten a voicemail either. But we've never been trolled. And I don't know how I feel about that. I kind of hope one day that we do.
That's a weird thing to want.
Because,
but I guess
then we're somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you've made it. If somebody decides to troll you, you clearly.
I mean,
made it.
ISIS did hack me once in the early days of POI.
Mm.
I say it was ISIS because that's what it looked like to me.
Like, I love how confident you are about this. That's a national security risk.
There was beheadings. There was.
Oh man. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Anyway, so yeah,
that was
really the I'm not
that
gonna
was way back when
I'm not going to because I'm gonna hell I'm we're all seeing Shelly in a couple months. I'm not gonna give a sob story because I'm gonna see her and talk to her on the regular anyway, so she's not going anywhere, so I'm happy.
Right. None of us are going anywhere.
Yeah, no, you're going somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to hell eventually. Yeah. But you know, I'll deal with that then.
No, but again, I want to thank everyone who listened, downloaded on the regular. I want to say thank you to everyone who has, just even shared this with anybody, a friend, you know, whoever you shared it with. Thank you so much. Again, we see you guys out there all over the world downloading the show. Thank you so much. I'm sorry we couldn't keep going with this, but again, you know, this was a, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun while it lasted. But yeah, we definitely have other projects we want to get started, want to get through. And unfortunately, you know, we only have so many hours in the day. Oh my God. I know I do. I already sleep 4 hours a day. I don't need to sleep two with all the stuff that I'm doing. But I really do appreciate it. Thank you, Josh, so much for starting this with me. It was a blast to start this off and like actually make it a thing that we actually planned and worked on for weeks before we even started recording, which is a first
I think we even did a pilot episode.
We did. We asked for people's opinions on whether or not it was good, and people were fine with it, so we made it a thing. And Shelly, thank you so much for answering the call when we needed someone. I think that you were the voice that we needed. Definitely the female voice we needed, because we don't have a lot of women on podcasting for some reason of this world reason. We need more. And I was so happy that you decided to, of all the people you could have stuck around with, you stuck around with us. So thank you so much, Shelly.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, you know, you guys helped me find my voice as a podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been real.
It has been.
It's been awesome.
It's been real. It's getting late, so we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Before we go, of course, you know, we're only a Twitter thing away, so you can find us there. So, Josh, sir, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me at 303_ninja. And all over the Points of Interest Podcast Network at POI Podcast on the Twitters.
Yep. Shelly, what about you? Where can they find you online?
It's ShellyAnn72 on Twitter and at ShellyRosal.com.
I'm at AKA The Other Guy. All the stuff that I do is at SincereSarcasm.net, including all of the videos of the things that I've been on YouTube, because I just added that today. Fun. And that's our final show. Thank you again all for being a part of it. And we'll see you in our next big venture. So talk to you all then, and have a great life and future, people. Bye, everybody. Oh, no.
More songs about rainbows.
I was going to say no.
No, it didn't. No.
You are all weirdos.
Wow. I'll work on that. I'll edit that in somehow.